This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The leader of the Lebanese militia Hezbollah says that his group must retaliate after a presumed Israeli strike hit a Beirut neighborhood this week, killing a senior Hamas official. Without a response, Hassan Nasrallah said all of Lebanon would be vulnerable to Israeli attack. He appeared to be making the case for a response to the Lebanese public, even at the risk of escalating the fighting between Hezbollah and Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has returned to the Middle East.
Israel had vowed to eliminate Hamas leaders after the October 7th attack and says its forces at its northern border with Lebanon are on high alert. President Joe Biden has come under heavy criticism for his strong support of Israel's right to defend itself after the attack, as more than 22,000 Palestinians have been reported as killed by Israel in Gaza since the war began. The State Department said protecting and helping civilians in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank will be at the top of the list at each one of Blinken's stops on his tour. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Russia defends territory against Ukraine drone attacks.
Russia says its air defenses downed dozens of Ukrainian drones in occupied Crimea and southern Russia as Kyiv presses its strategy of targeting the Moscow-annexed peninsula and taking the 22-month war well beyond Ukraine's borders. Air raid sirens wailed in Sebastopol, the largest city in Crimea, and traffic was suspended for a second straight day on a key bridge connecting the peninsula with Russia's southern Krasnodar region. Meanwhile, the U.S. says Russia has acquired ballistic missiles from North Korea and is seeking them from Iran for use in Ukraine. I'm Charles Diledesma.
More at VOAnews.com. Again, that's VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea fired more than 200 artillery rounds on Friday near a disputed maritime border with South Korea, and another escalation of tension between the rivals, and the South says it took corresponding action with live fire drills. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham.
The exchange led residents of two remote South Korean islands on the western maritime frontier to evacuate to bomb shelters at the instruction of the South's military before it fired live rounds towards the disputed northern limit line border. The firing by North Korea caused no civilian or military damage in the South, said South Korean military spokesperson Colonel Lee Sung-jun. North Korea has warned in recent days that the situation on the Korean Peninsula is spiraling towards war because of dangerous moves by the US and South Korean militaries. Both Koreas have vowed crushing military responses if attacked.
Transport safety officials are searching for the voice recorder from a Japan Airlines airliner that caught fire after collision with a Coast Guard plane. They hope the recorder will continue and contain crucial information to determine the cause of the clash of Tokyo's Haneda Airport. Heavy machinery on Saturday cleared debris as officials hope to get the runway open again by Monday. All 379 passengers on the Flight 516 safely evacuated. The pilot of the Coast Guard plane escaped, but its other five crew members died. New details emerged as media footage showed the collision occurred 40 seconds after the Coast Guard plane entered the runway. Wayne LaPierre, the longtime leader of the National Rifle Association, announced his resignation as chief executive Friday, days before a corruption trial involving the gun rights group begins in a Manhattan courtroom. We get more from Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
According to the NRA, 74-year-old LaPierre, who has served as the gun rights group's head since 1991, has cited health reasons for his decision to step down. In a statement, he said, quote, "I've been a card-carrying member of this organization for most of my adult life, and I will never stop supporting the NRA in its fight to defend Second Amendment freedom. My passion for our cause burns as deeply as ever." In August 2020, New York Attorney General Letitia James sued the NRA, saying it diverted millions of dollars to fund luxuries for top officials, including travel expenses for LaPierre to several resorts. Monday's trial comes at a difficult time for the organization, which has seen revenue and membership fall, even as the U.S. Supreme Court expands gun rights, while concern about crime has prompted many people to seek firearms for protection.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.